With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Changes are coming to the FBI. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
FBI Director Christopher Wray recently announced his upcoming resignation.
I've decided the right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January. And then step down.
His departure will come 3 years before the end of his 10-year term. Wray has come under sharp criticism from President-elect Trump, and he said his departure will avoid political distractions.
This is the best way to avoid dragging the Bureau deeper into the fray.
Trump, who has already named Kash Patel to lead the FBI, applauded the news of Wray's planned resignation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, inclement weather hitting numbers of areas around the United States over the first part of the weekend. Dangerous conditions, including major ice storms in Iowa and Nebraska, and unusual tornado activity in and near San Francisco.
In Elma, New York, for example, there was 34.5 inches, 33 inches in Orchard Park, New York, and off of Lake Ontario, there were some observations, Barnes Corners, New York, of 33 inches.
That is National Weather Service meteorologist Jennifer Tate, who adds most of that snow has now let up, but forecasters say later in the week there could be more. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has had hip replacement surgery at a U.S. military hospital in Germany after she fell while at an event in Luxembourg with other members of Congress. Spokesman says the 84-year-old Pelosi is doing fine. This is SRN News. A New Jersey megachurch packs a lot of meals.
1.2 million, in fact. The congregation of the non-denominational Liquid Church, which has campuses around the state, has put together those care packages for distribution to poor families overseas at Christmas. 6,000 volunteers did the work of putting together the meals, which will be delivered by the group Rise Against Hunger. People in Zambia will be the primary recipients. Zambia is one of the poorest nations on earth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite publicly distancing himself from the conservative initiative known as Project 2025 on a campaign trail, President-elect Trump is stalking his administration with people who played central roles in developing it. He acknowledges that drafters of the report would be part of his incoming administration, saying that while 2025 will not control him, he does agree with many of its ideas. This is SRN News. Missouri business groups are filing a suit trying to stop a law that was voter approved. Here's John Scott with that story.
That law will raise the state's minimum wage and require employers to give workers paid sick leave. The powerful Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Restaurant and Grocers Associations say the law violates a state constitutional requirement that ballot measures only address one issue. The law increases the state's minimum wage from the current $12.30 an hour to $13.75 in January and $15 in 2026. It gives workers up to 7 paid sick days per year, starting in May. John Scott reporting.
It really comes as no surprise. Travis Hunter of Colorado has won the Heisman Trophy this year in college football. The big player is a wide receiver and a cornerback for Coach Deion Sanders. More details at SRNNews.com.